Utah has been administering the high-risk insurance pool with federal dollars since 2010. But when the federal government announced they were running out of funding, they gave states two options: take over the risk of additional costs themselves or return the program to federal oversight. Utah's Governor Gary Herbert proposed a third option, that the federal government allow Select Health, the insurer that administers the program for Utah, to take over and assume the risk. But the federal government refused, citing concerns about the ability to pay a third party. Robert Spendlove, the Utah governor's deputy for federal relations, says that ties the state's hands.
It's really disappointing because the state, we can do a much better job than the federal government can. We have existing contracts. We have the infrastructure. We know how to do this. We know how to serve this population. And now, because of the federal government's refusal to be flexible, we're going to have to shift these people from a state program to a federal program by July 1.
Spendlove says those in the high-risk pool won't lose coverage, but they may have to pay more in premiums and out-of-pocket costs, and they may experience disruptions or reductions in service. The program is set to expire in 2014 when insurance companies can no longer deny coverage to those with pre-existing medical conditions. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.